From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Our stories this week include 98% of all domestically eradicated marijuana is ditchweed, DEA admits, and British and European drug regulators to decide approval of prescription pot spray. More information about these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First today from Washington, D.C., 98% of all domestically eradicated marijuana is, quote, ditchweed, close quote, DEA admits. More than 98% of all the marijuana plants seized by law enforcement in the United States is feral hemp, not cultivated cannabis, according to newly released data by the Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA's, Domestic Cannabis Eradication Suppression Program, and the Sourcebook of Criminal Justice Statistics, according to the data available online at normal.org. Of the estimated 223 million marijuana plants destroyed by law enforcement in 2005, approximately 219 million were classified as, quote, ditchweed, close quote, a term the agency uses to define, quote, wild, scattered marijuana plants, with no evidence of planting, fertilizing, or tending, close quote. Unlike cultivated marijuana, feral hemp contains virtually no detectable levels of THC, the psychoactive component in cannabis, and does not contribute to the black market marijuana trade. Previous DEA reports have indicated that between 98 and 99% of all the marijuana plants eradicated by U.S. law enforcement is ditchweed. Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre criticized the DEA program for spending millions of taxpayers' dollars to predominantly eradicate wild hemp.
The irony, of course, is that industrial hemp is grown legally throughout most of the Western world as a commercial crop for its fiber content. Yet, the U.S. government is spending taxpayers' money to target and eradicate the same agricultural commodity.
That was Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre. According to a 2005 Congressional Research Service report, quote, the United States is the only developed nation in which industrial hemp is not an established crop, close quote. St. Pierre said that most of the hemp plants eradicated by law enforcement are remnants of U.S. government-subsidized crops that existed prior to World War II.
Virtually all wild hemp goes unharvested and presents no legitimate threat to public safety. As such, it should be of no concern to the federal government or law enforcement.
According to DEA figures, Indiana reported seizing over 212 million ditchweed plants, far more than any other state. Missouri law enforcement confiscated some 4.5 million plants, and Kansas reported eradicating approximately 1.2 million plants. More than half of all states failed to report their ditchweed totals. California led all 50 states in the number of cultivated cannabis plants eradicated in 2005, with the DEA reporting that more than 2 million plants had been destroyed. The Domestic Cannabis Eradication Suppression Program is a joint federal and state effort funded in part by the DEA. State leaders for ditchweed eradicated in 2005 led with Indiana, Missouri, Kansas, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. State leaders in cultivated cannabis eradicated in 2005, and there is a DEA footnote that this may include tended ditchweed, was California, Kentucky, Tennessee, Hawaii, and Washington. More information is available at norml.org. Next up today from Salisbury in the United Kingdom. British and European drug regulators to decide approval of prescription pot spray. Representatives of the British biotechnology firm GW Pharmaceuticals filed a request this week with the European and UK drug regulators for approval of Sativex, an oral spray consisting of natural cannabis extracts for the symptomatic treatment of multiple sclerosis, or MS. Sativex is currently available by prescription in Canada and on a limited basis in Spain and Great Britain for patients suffering from neuropathic pain, multiple sclerosis, and other conditions. Regulators from the United Kingdom, Denmark, Spain, and the Netherlands will review the request, which includes clinical data on the use of Sativex in nearly 700 patients with MS. In clinical trials, Sativex has been demonstrated to alleviate numerous MS-associated symptoms compared to placebo, including pain, muscle spasms, and bladder incontinence. British drug regulators will consult with officials from each of the three countries before rendering a decision. If the UK endorses the drug, it will receive simultaneous regulatory approval from all three nations. GW officials initially sought to gain approval for Sativex in 2003, but were told by British drug regulators that further clinical evidence of the drug's efficacy was necessary before they would consider approving it for licensing in the UK. Separate clinical trials investigating the use of Sativex for the treatment of peripheral neuropathic pain and cancer pain are ongoing. More information is available at norml.org. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information about the stories today and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. You can catch our new daily podcast, Normal's Daily Audio Stash, at normalaudiostash.com. Stay tuned every week here for Normal News, right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.